something in my different.
I think you were dropping the child on your head. That was the first indication.
What figure did you get?
Adding all those revenues together?
Yeah.
$7,628,800.
Yeah.
My sales tax revenue, I left at 6.5 because it was just there. But if you change one, it'll change them all.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Okay. All right, the next line item in the expenditures. The first one we added one, guys. We took the same, we had legal contract labor. We had to add that line, and that's where it would go.
We're going to do legal above salary expense?
Yes, because of how he numbered it, the number would be above it. It would actually be 250-10-990 is the department number. Rick had mentioned he'd like to keep the same numbering. So if it's labor...
So we just added one on contract labor?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I added a line there.
And that's... is that considering the... this right. number that we have doesn't consist of what Ron and you had on your half...
Yeah, no, this number is strictly legal defense for road and bridge related cases.
And how much did we get?
We said $100,000. That's Pat and Frank and any other, it could be expert witnesses.
Does that include the half of assistant?
No, this is not a salary.
That's going to be in the salary.
Right, this is contract labor.
All right. Makes sense.
Because they're not employees.
$100,000 is what we said.
Yeah. So I added that line item in there.
And you used 90 for the number then, 990.
Yes, 250-10-990 is what the same new numbering convention that Rick has.
You'll have to watch that line because it'll come out with 10,000.
Going to the second line item, what I did here, I'm not sure what... I remember the number was crazy in salary, but what I did was I went to the payroll tab and did a formula to take all those payrolls and put it into there.
Yes.
What do you have?
What do I have that he's asked for? 2.6.
Okay, the real number at this point with the additions of yesterday is 1,919,969. That's the real numbers. Using his who's on payroll right now and what we're paying them.
1,9.
And let me tell you how I got that. You go to my payroll tab, and I can tell you. I'm pulling it from his information. Let me go to payroll.
Now, did you get? Let me ask you this before you go, because this is salary expense. Uh-huh. Did you take your mechanic off of there?
Uh huh.
Did you take? Did we talk about?
Let me go. I'll double check the. I'm pretty sure I took the mechanic out of here already. What I added was 50% of a legal assistant, 50% of purchasing person, 50% of our benefits administrator, and 50% of our HR director.
So that's included.
That's included. Okay. And then I took out, I did not take out. Let me take that person out and put him in the transfer station right now, that one mechanic.
Yeah. Let me make a recommendation for that line, which will make it easy for us to move forward. 2.2. This is a budget figure. It's not spent unless we spend it. We know that that's going to be more than enough to cover whatever we decide to do. I'm just...
Can you turn that up for a second? I need to talk about it.